Well, once again, I am here at the 131st Annual American Sea Trade Organization's meeting here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And sitting here with me is Mark Herman, who is the upcoming second vice chair for and serving as the officer for ASTA. Mark, first of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself and what type of background you come from.
Well, thanks, Jamie. I was born in a real small farm community in north central Illinois and grew up in agriculture and farming and have family involved in agriculture throughout the area. But I went to Western Illinois University when I came out, went to work for DeKalb Seed Company. I grew up, where I grew up was just 5 miles down the road from a DeKalb seed plant there in DeKalb County, Illinois. So really my entire career over the last 30 years has been involved in the seed business and in different capacities. The first half of it with DeKalb in sales and marketing and product management, and the second half of it has been with Monsanto. And the seed industry has been an exciting place to be over the last 30 years.
Well, you've been born and raised in a seed industry, and tell me a little bit about why you decided to kind of take a leadership role in the organization.
Yeah, I've been involved with ASTA for about 20 years, and I just see it as an organization that doesn't focus on companies. It focuses on what can we do as a group of people either involved directly in the seed business or that support involved in supporting the seed business in different fashions. You know, what can we do to make sure that there's policies that are in effect that help a healthy industry, you know, operate both with international trade, with seed movement, with phytosanitary and other policies around the seed industry and helping the governmental issues be aware of what challenges and what opportunities that the seed industry has, and really focus on how does it lift the entire industry and make sure that the U.S. agriculture system is very healthy. Agriculture just as a passion is so important, is so fundamental to a positive environment for humanity, and seed is at the very root of starting agriculture and helping drive that engine.
Well, looking into the next year as an officer and the next couple of years as you serve eventually as chairman of ASTA, what are your personal goals for the organization? What do you hope to get accomplished?
Really continuing to contribute towards ASTA's strategic objectives. So we've got very clear strategic objectives that have been built through the past that we just need to focus on and keep supporting committees and other working groups that is really a volunteer group across other companies that contribute manpower to really drive decisions and help that be effective in delivering on our goals.
Well, we've talked a lot about, you know, where what role the seed industry can play in feeding the world when it comes to the $9 billion they're expecting by 2050. Where do you see the industry playing in that role?
The ASTA industry. I think ASTA is critical, and I've just experienced it so many times as far as making sure that we have effective policies that allow for research and seed movement, which is critical for seed development, because we need multiple geographies around the world to really be effective, both with the research side and the manufacturing side, and then the freedom and consistent policies in place to support that. So that is going to be very important as we keep driving the industry to be successful. But as we look forward, the exciting thing about our industry in general, if we look ahead 100 years, we know people are going to want to eat. They're going to want to eat vegetables. They're going to want to have a healthy diet with a good mix of protein, which needs grains to support, as well as other cereals. So we know our industry is going to be at high demand. Now, how do we make sure we're as effective as possible to ensure that we can feed, to your point, the 9 billion people? When I was born in the early 60s, there was less than 3 billion people on the planet, and in my lifetime it'll triple. That's a pretty amazing rate, and it's a huge challenge to the ag community, to farmers and the industry that support farmers in being effective to get there. And we have a need for governmental policies, not just in the U.S. but across the globe, to be in place that can ensure that they don't become stumbling blocks to the progress that we've made over the last many years.
Well, thank you, Mark, for sharing some insights into what the organization is looking into ahead to do in the next couple of years, and sharing your background and your history in the seed trade industry. Once again, talking with Mark Herman, who is works for Monsanto Company and will be serving as a second vice chair for the American Seed Trade Association this coming year. Once again, at the 131st ASTA Annual Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Jamie Johansson.